And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy, I don't know what day it is. It's free agency. How are we supposed to know what day it is? I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me, I've got Dave DeFore. Dave, we're going to go over the best of free agency. This is a time where I think a lot of people like to poo-poo everything. We're not going to do that. Let's talk about the best of free agency. So let's start with, we're going to go over a few different categories. We're going to go over best big money deal, best contender pickup, best lottery pickup, biggest surprise, and the best bargain of free agency so far. So let's start with the best big money deal. Dave DeFore, what you got?
Can we just say all of Miami's deals are one giant deal? Because if so... If you look at the money that they handed out, $184 million to Jimmy Butler, $90 million to Kyle Lowry, $90 million to Duncan Robinson.
Unbelievable.
They're bringing back Dwayne Dedman. They signed P.J. Tucker, 2 years, 15. That is one massive, large cash transaction in my head.
I don't even know how to make sense of that.
Did they mortgage all the rings that Pat Riley put on the table to pay for these contracts?
Kudos to them, man. Kudos to the Heat, because there was part of you that looked at it and you knew that they'd really wanted Giannis and they'd made that, like, tried to clear the decks for him. And then they have this year that's really disappointing after going to the NBA Finals. And then they look at free agency and they say, let's form the toughest team in the league. And no one is going to want to play us. Like, who wants to play against Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, Bam Adebayo? And then you do have shooting on the wing, too, and Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, those guys. Who wants to play? I mean, that is a tough, tough team. I am excited to watch that Miami Heat team.
It's going to, you added two guys in Kyle Lowry and PJ Tucker that already foul like crazy to a team whose philosophy on defense is if we foul every single second of the game, they can't call all of them.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be ugly. This is going to be 0-4 Pistons style basketball. I don't think the defense is going to be that great. The offense is probably going to look kind of similar, because if you're playing lineups with Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, and Bam Adebayo, yeah, that's pretty good on the defensive end. But Duncan Robinson better really get used to all those hands in his face, because he is not going to have a lot of space to operate in.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to have to find ways to generate shots that make sense for that offense, and it will be a lot of mucking it up, right?
It's going to be ugly. Listen, I wish that the Knicks could get some more bruisers, because it feels like the late 90s Miami Heat team down there. And I would love to see the Knicks kind of match that energy. But I think that this is actually a pretty good move by them. If you look at how the Bucks were able to out physical teams, and just, you know, a lot of their success against the Suns came from being just so big and strong and tough. And the Suns weren't able to match that. Well, now I think if you're the Heat, you get to see that up close, and you got bum rushed by it. And you knew coming into this, okay, we have got to do something about not only our point of attack defense, but our mentality. And they brought in two pit bulls. This is amazing. That's a move. Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to go with Lonzo Ball going to the Chicago Bulls. 4 years, $85 million, a little over $21 million per year for Lonzo. It's reasonable. That's a reasonable contract for a really good player. He shot really well from three. He can handle the ball some. He's more of a secondary guy that's going to play off of Zach LaVine. But he defends. He pushes the ball. He's a great passer. He's just a nice glue piece for this team. And I don't quite understand what the Pelicans did, but we're trying to stay positive. I'm trying to stay positive. And I'm going to say nice pickup by the Bulls. Let's move on to our next category, and it's contender pickup. The best contender pickup. Dave DeFore, what you got?
Look, this one's great, and it's a perfect situation. Jeff Green to the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Man, just a perfect guy. He gives them an option at center that they just have never had the entire time that this run has been happening for them. Mm-hmm. And it isn't to say that he's ever going to play over Jokic in any key situations, but you know that we have seen every single year where the Nuggets have gotten themselves into a position where they needed a small ball guy, and it was Paul Millsap. Yeah. Jeff Green just being more athletic, faster, and we got to see what he was able to do against normal centers in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff Green has been an underrated player for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic pickup for the Nuggets.
Yeah. I think the Heat are a contender, and with that, I really do like the pickup of PJ Tucker, stealing him away from the Bucks. 2 years, $15 million, not a crazy expensive contract. But a guy that's going to hit corner threes, he's going to play tough-nosed defense. You can play him in several different ways. I just like the presence of PJ Tucker in Miami. It just fits.
It's the Heat culture, man. You can feel it radiating off of PJ Tucker's body, even when he didn't play for the Heat, right? Like, if you know, I love that everyone says every single year at free agency, oh, Miami, they get everyone in shape. They get everyone in shape. So what is it going to look like with Kyle Lowry and PJ Tucker in Miami Heat shape?
Oh, that's true. They have to. They got to get the body weight right. The BMI. Mm-hmm. That will be very interesting.
As long as Kyle Lowry gets a special dispensation, and everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Okay, next one. Best lottery pickup. I'll start with this one. My guy Mike Muscala returning to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I like this 2 year, $7 million, cheap contract. Just a number one good guy. He's just coming back to OKC. He loves to play for this team. He loves playing for this city, for this fan base. Let's get him back in front of a crowd this year. Let's get him playing with these young guys, hitting shots that he shouldn't be making. It's gonna be great. I just love the presence of this guy.
He's the new Nick Collison. Is that what you? He's the new Mr. Thunder.
He kind of is. So I asked him a question after the trade deadline about like, why did you stay? Like, you could have gone to play somewhere else. Like, lots of teams want big guys that can shoot it. I'm sure you could have gone somewhere else. And he cried. He cried about how much he loved the Thunder. And so everybody's like, okay, great, all in. We'll keep you here. You can stay.
I'm going to try that in my next contract negotiation. For me, the best lottery pickup, and I know we said we weren't going to be mean, but if you want to be in the lottery as the Pelicans, definitely let Lonzo go and get Devontae Graham and ship out a first-round pick. This is not good. I actually think Devontae Graham is a fine player, but he is a borderline starter, and he's making that's a lot of money. And I'm sorry, but like, is that moving the needle at all for this team? I just don't see it. I think that was a bad move. But, yeah, I expect the Pelicans in the lottery, partially because of that move.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. Next one, biggest surprise. Definitely surprised when I saw the 5 years, $100 million contract for Jared Allen. Back to the Cavs. That's a big one. That's a big one. I'm trying to stay positive, but that's a big one, and you just drafted a big man that is going to be the future of your franchise, and can you play the two together? I don't know, man. And then signing a non-top five center to a big contract like that is not my favorite thing to do. There are lots of centers out there. How much better is he than Nerlens Noel? He's probably better than Nerlens Noel. But the contract disparity shouldn't be this big between the two. So I worry a little bit about that one for the Cavs. The Cavs have lots of like duplicates at multiple positions where it's going to be hard to develop the talent in a way that makes sense. So I feel a little bit for the Cavs fan base for this one in particular.
I mean, this was their guy, right? Like they went and got him. You know, they wanted him. And I mm-hmm. now listen, I like Jared Allen a lot. I've been singing his praises since he was drafted. I thought that he was like a really great. You mentioned Nerlens Noel. That's a guy I compared him to. I thought he could be a better version of that. And mm-hmm. you know, he's been really good. This is a lot of money. I won't even say it's necessarily bad money because he's going to be worth the contract for a few years. But, you know, not stretching the floor. Like there's a ceiling on the type of team that you can have with that guy as your center, especially if you don't have dynamic drink stirrers. Now, look, I like mm-hmm. Sexton a lot. I don't know how long he's going to be there. I like Garland a whole lot. I think that team has some potential. You know, we'll see about the guy that they just drafted and if he's a big or not. Like, is he a center? That's going to matter because he needs to be able to guard fours. But if he's going to be a four, he's going to have to be a three, really, is what that means because that's the NBA now. So the question marks are not about Jared Allen to me. They're about Mobley. And if he mm-hmm. can play with Allen, not the other way around. Allen can play with anybody. But can Mobley play with him? Because Mobley, I think, with the higher ceiling, is the guy that actually matters.
Yeah, agreed. Last one, real quick. Best bargain.
Oh, I'm going first on this one. Because, look, we don't know the contract details yet. It's a one-year deal. But Blake Griffin going back to the Nets, what I'm assuming is it's probably not the minimum. I'm guessing it's the small mid-level. Dude, that's a steal. We watched mm-hmm. this guy defend Giannis as well as anybody in the playoffs. And I thought he was excellent. His passing was great for the Nets. His three-point shooting was excellent for the Nets. This is such a huge pickup. And honestly, I think it speaks to the little bit of the Nets culture because mm-hmm. guys like Blake Griffin aren't taking a pay cut for nothing. So he either thinks, all right, I got a really good chance of winning a ring here next year, which he's right about. But also, hey, this place isn't that bad. I think, you know, KD and Kyrie and James Harden seem to have a pretty good thing going up there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great glue guy. Like it's weird to talk about Blake Griffin like former dunk champion and like star as that, but like he's definitely that. I'm going with my guy Bobby Portis, going back with a loyalty contract to the Milwaukee Bucks. 2 years, $9 million, $4.5 million for what was a huge piece of their title run. Get your big beautiful eyes back to Milwaukee, Bobby Portis. I love it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Be sure to listen to all the Athletic podcasts, No Dunks, the Athletic NBA show, all of our local shows. And Dave DeFore, hit me with that sign off.
Ding, ding.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.